sexual predators and comprehensive sex education both break down inhibitions. That's what they start with. They also gain trust with the child and then slowly start to get them towards sexual activity.
Anything goes. You are teaching children adult child sex. You're teaching transgender issues. And, you know, children are moldable and influenced by that.
They said, okay, now we need you and your team to be able to explain what homosexuality is to a four-year-old student.
To introduce this kind of material at that age, frankly, it's child abuse.
You're going to teach our children that it's okay for any two children of any age, of any sex, to have sexual intercourse with each other as long as two components are present, one's using a condom and they both give consent. Did I hear that correctly?
It's not a neutral venue. There's no such thing. Okay, the schools are doing your job. They are discipling your children, but they're not discipling them in the faith of Jesus Christ.
It's only the exceptional child that even survives that system. Most do not survive. Most have not survived.
They believe that children are sexual from birth and that they deserve and have the right to be sexually active and to seek sexual pleasure. And if anyone is stopping them from that, then you are judging and oppressing them.
Even kindergarten now, they're wanting to teach them more and more perverse information and acts and put that into the children's minds. And once that poison is in the child's mind, it doesn't leave. They'll always remember what they learned. And it's by design, it's orchestrated.
In my humble opinion, it will be worse before it gets better.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits, and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
Okay. And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And folks, hour number three, if you missed any parts of our first 2 hours, I really encourage you to check them out. Rick Manning and I had a great conversation. Dr. Alveda King and I also in that first hour. And then last hour, Dr. David Wormser, we got into what's happening with Iran. Lots to understand about what's happening there. And then we just finished with Jason Ho talking about the CCP and China and unrestricted warfare and really gathering an understanding too. Jason talked about how they're interfering with our elections, and he is a tech guy out of San Jose, and was born in Taiwan, so he really understands it. And we got into some good conversation with regards to explaining that as well. So you can get that at the website, ChildrenGenerationRadio.com. Well, I'm very excited to have my next guest with me, and I'm just so glad that she could take time. She's the Global Chief Operating Officer of the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews, and there is a lot happening with regards to our Jewish brethren in the Ukraine, especially with winter coming on, and we want to talk about that. I want to welcome to the program Robin Van Etten. Robin, welcome. Good to have you.
Oh, thank you. It is a pleasure to be here, and thank you, and good morning to you and to your audience, and thank you for having me.
Absolutely. My pleasure. My pleasure. Well, let's talk about the situation that's going on in Ukraine. Russia has a history of Jewish persecution, both within Russia and now obviously we're seeing the same kind of situation going on in the Ukraine. Tell us about what you're hearing and tell us about what's going on over there.
Yes, absolutely. So the fellowship has been working in Ukraine for over 30 years. And prior to the war breaking out, we were working with our partners in preparation for the war and had our partners well positioned to help the Jewish communities that we worked in. And we've been working there since every day since the war broke out. And as I mentioned just prior to, the situation, however, continues to become more dire as we enter the winter months. And as you've heard in the news, the recent infrastructure attacks have by Russia and the constant bombardment on infrastructure has really opened a new page in the war reality for the Jewish communities that we work in. It is now affecting entire systems, mostly around heating, electricity, and water supplies. And we just recently had a survey come out where 73% of Ukrainian Jews have to choose between food and heat this winter. It's a terrible situation, and we are working with our partners on the ground. We just transferred another $6.5 million to ensure that our Jewish communities will not have to be faced with that situation of choosing between basic needs of food, water, or heat. And we are really concerned with the cold winter months coming and obviously the continued
bombardment
of infrastructure. Yeah.
You know, there's this argument that gets presented that, well, you know, Putin is some kind of a Christian hero. He's promoting, you know, Christianity, and he's the Christian answer to Eastern Europe and so on. I'm sure you've heard that dialogue go on and what have you. This idea to me is somewhat destroyed by the idea that if that were the case, why would you be destroying infrastructure in a country that because the argument is, oh, he could do so much more and so much worse and so on. When you hear these arguments, and I'm sure you hear them, how do you respond back? And you've got people, I mean, this isn't, you're not getting your information from some independent news source. You're talking to people all over Ukraine on the ground that are living through this and telling you their own personal experiences.
Well, I certainly can't speak to the mind or heart of Vladimir Putin. I think the war brings complete destruction and suffering to the civilian population, and that is what we focus on, and focusing on obviously specifically the Jewish communities that we work in. And so we really just want to be there to be that source of refuge, that source of supplying basic needs that are in desperate for a desperate situation. And so for us, it really is. We try to stay out. We are a non-political organization. We try to just focus on the humanitarian aspect of our work, and obviously specifically on the Jewish communities that are in desperate need of our help. You know, Ukraine has one of the largest Jewish populations outside of Israel and the U.S., and we've been working there for decades. And to see the absolute destruction and it was already hard in Ukraine prior to the war for the communities we work in.
Mm-hmm.
And this situation has just escalated to a level of humanitarian crisis across Ukraine that we haven't seen, I think, since World War II.
So relative to the needs that you're seeing, these needs are being brought about because there is damage to infrastructure.
Exactly.
Damage to food supply chains, damage to medical attention, water supply, hospitals, things of that nature, those kinds of things, even living quarters, as I understand it, apartment complexes and so on. All of these entities are being bombed and being destroyed by Russian artillery. Is that a fair assessment?
Yes, and that is what the news reports and what we've seen from our partners on the ground, that yes, there has been complete devastation and destruction of these strategically important infrastructure areas and sites. And it is causing, again, just increased suffering for the population of Ukraine, and the civilian population of Ukraine.
And we've seen images and so forth, as you mentioned, that, you know, it was difficult for some of these people even before this. We've seen images of elderly Jewish people who were, you know, suffering, who were barely getting any food and barely receiving, you know, just necessary care that they needed. Let me ask you this. Robin, what causes that? I mean, what's the root cause for them being in that predicament to begin with?
Yes, so the poverty, Ukraine obviously coming out of the devastation of World War II, and extreme poverty of the Holocaust survivors and elderly. We focused on that almost 30 years ago because they were living in such great poverty, and to have gone through and survived the Holocaust and be living in not having enough heat, medicine, or food, it became our focus to make sure that these Holocaust survivors would be able to live out their final years with some comfort, some care, and at least basic needs. And it's difficult for elderly to, you know, we've gotten that question before, so why don't they go to Israel or make Aliyah? And we certainly have helped facilitate thousands of Jewish Olim come to Israel from Ukraine, but they're also elderly and they don't feel like they could start their lives over at this point in their life. And so we want to just make sure that they have just at least the basic needs to be living their life in dignity and some comfort in their situation. But the poverty and the situation that they came out of at the end of World War II, it created a situation that they didn't have much, and it was very difficult for them to rebuild their lives. And so it was really just a matter of basic survival and us coming in there to make sure that we help them. And it's a situation with the war has now just exacerbated to a whole nother level.
I think it's also probably difficult for a lot of people to wrap your mind around what exactly the effects of the Holocaust were. I mean, you literally had entire families wiped out,
exactly.
Save maybe one or two people, or in some instances, just one person. So it's not... You don't have, you know, a bunch of cousins. You literally, it's just you in the world. There isn't any other familial relationships. Now, when you first come out of that 40 years ago or what have you, and you're in your, maybe you were in your 40s, maybe you were in your 30s, you worked. You took care of yourself. You worked. You did the best you could, and you managed to survive each day. And maybe you even had some good days along the way. But then you reach an age where you can no longer take care of yourself. And now the effects of all of that loss, although in your mind you've settled all that, that's not per se the issue. But the issue is how do I survive in a world now where I was it before and now I can't take care of me and there isn't anyone else? Folks, I can tell you, as a guy that's been through a catastrophic accident, who is reliant on some assistance for some things that I never imagined in my life I would be reliant on someone else to help me with, if I didn't have that, it would be truly devastating. We're going to talk to you about how you might be able to step up and help in this process at this precious time of the year. We'll be back with more Chosen Generation Radio with Robin right after this.
Here's an important message from the Diabetes Solution Center. Diabetics understand all too well the pain of pricking your fingers. But now, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can immediately reduce your pain. It's easy to use and helps you make more accurate diabetes treatment decisions. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn about this groundbreaking new CGM technology. And if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little to no out-of-pocket cost. Shipping is free, and we'll even bill your insurance company for you. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn how you can get your own continuous glucose monitor or CGM at little to no out-of-pocket cost.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports 4 areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Neither products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Are you or someone you love struggling with an addiction to drugs or alcohol and want to be set free from the chains of addiction? Then call Addiction Helpline America right now to get the help you need. From drug and alcohol addiction to dual diagnosis treatment, we provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. With one call, you can be on the phone with addiction specialists across the country who will guide you on the next steps to find the freedom and healing you desperately need. Call Addiction Helpline America at the number below. We provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. One phone call today can change your life forever. Don't wait another minute for that right moment to be set free. Take that bold step and call Addiction Helpline America at the number below or visit www.addictionhelplineamerica.com.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country. By contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights, I am Patriot Mobile.
Now, more than ever, all U.S. veterans need your help. If you have an old car, truck, or van, you can donate it today and help them. And they'll come pick it up for free. Plus, the money raised helps our nation's disabled veterans and their families. Call the number on your screen right now. Within a few days, we'll come and tow it away for free, running or not. And the proceeds greatly help U.S. veterans. So please call right now.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And my very special guest is Robin Van Etten. She is the Global Chief Operating Officer of the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. And it is my pleasure to have her and be talking about this very important topic. And we were talking as we went into the break, Robin, about the need of these folks. Again, you know, people who we have to remember don't have family. They don't have anyone. It's just been them, and it's been just them, you know, for, well, in many instances now for 60 years. You know, and in the past they've somehow been able to kind of take care of their own interests and just take care of themselves, and they've kind of grown up separated from all of this, you know, from other people intentionally in the beginning, I'm sure. Talk to me a little bit about that, if you would, and then what can people do, and what kind of assistance is your organization offering?
Yeah, absolutely. So yes, as we were talking, you know, the community that we have served in Ukraine for over 30 years has been one of the most vulnerable populations. It's been the Holocaust survivors, the elderly Jewish population, who already were in a very tough and very hard situation, mm-hmm. Very tough life. And we were out there to provide them basic needs, medicine, food, warmth, as well as just someone to come visit, to give them some companionship. I think that's something that also gets forgotten, is that elderly, and especially in the elderly communities in these very remote areas, often don't have much human contact. And in the beginning, as we were discussing before the break, might have been by design, you know, living in fear coming out of the Holocaust. But after working there for 30 years, and now working in the under the situation with the Ukraine war, the devastation that's happening with the recent bombardment of infrastructure, of water and power, the situation has gotten even more dire, and a new reality has turned a new page in this war for the civilians and the Jewish population that we work with. So we have been providing, since the day one of the war, been providing on-the-ground assistance with basic needs. It's an area that we focus on in our work, and we continue to do that. In addition, we are now also working to provide support with our partners in getting generators, digging wells, and also providing food, space heaters, medicine, supplies, warm clothing, blankets, just to ensure that the Jewish population can, and the communities that we work in, can survive the brutal winter in Ukraine. And we would appreciate any help that anyone can offer, especially during the season of giving. If you want, you can make a donation to IFCJ. You can go to www.ifcj.org. O-R-G, and I can promise you that your dollars will go to help these very precious people that are in, that need our help, and will need it for the coming months and probably for the coming years.
IFCJ.org. That's the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews, IFCJ.org. Just give us an example. What are the age groups that we're talking about? I assume that most of these are quite elderly people. Are there some younger members of this community as well?
Absolutely. So we have focused primarily in our, I would say, our core work. We have always focused a lot on the elderly and the Holocaust survivors. During the war, we have focused on helping the entire, obviously, Jewish community, because so many folks that didn't need our help prior to the war are now in desperate situations. And so we have helped orphans, we have helped families, we have so many mothers now because so many men have been called to fight. So we are helping the entire Jewish community, and that includes children, families, young mothers, as well as our elderly population as well.
Okay. Okay. Again, IFCJ.org. IFCJ.org. As you are perhaps sitting around your Thanksgiving table and you're thinking about an organization that could use your help, IFCJ.org is an organization that we would encourage you to consider. Robin, thank you so much for being with us today. I really appreciate it. I know you have a very busy schedule, and I thank you for squeezing us in.
Well, thank you, Pastor Greg. It was just an honor to be here with you this morning and with your audience, and I wish you a very happy Thanksgiving and a blessed holiday season this year.
Thank you. Thank you very
Thank
much.
You.
All right, we're going to take a quick break when we get back. Michelle Swinnick should be joining us on the other side. I know she's doing an interview at the moment, but she will be getting off of that and be joining us. Lots going on with the election situation. She is the election judge that reported on that, so we'll have her Arizona report on what's going on there. Also, we'll talk about what happened over the weekend with Georgia decertifying and then recertifying a county based on lost votes. Back with all that coming up here on Chosen Generation Radio. Remember that God does not like unbalanced scales. Proverbs 11:1. He has things to say about that. And also remember to support our dear Jewish brothers and sisters, IFCJ.org. I'll be back with more right after this brief break.
Are you or someone you love struggling with an addiction to drugs or alcohol and want to be set free from the chains of addiction? Then call Addiction Helpline America right now to get the help you need. From drug and alcohol addiction to dual diagnosis treatment, we provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. With one call, you can be on the phone with addiction specialists across the country who will guide you on the next steps to find the freedom and healing you desperately need. Call Addiction Helpline America at the number below. We provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. One phone call today can change your life forever. Don't wait another minute for that right moment to be set free. Take that bold step and call Addiction Helpline America at the number below or visit www.addictionhelplineamerica.com.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner for over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product called Ultrashot. This is a healthy alternative to the other heavily caffeinated energy drinks out on the market today, available at cgrwellness.com. Ultrashot has four powerful blends to wake up your senses. 1 ounce of Ultrashot, about 6 hours of clean energy for me with no jitters or crash at the end. Ultrashot has 7 different B vitamins in its formula that work synergistically with each other. The mineral chromium, manganese, and vanadium are specifically selected for sports cellular energy and healthy blood sugar level. Ultrashot also contains exotic herbals. Ultrashot's available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. When I'm driving, I've got another 3 hours to go to get to my destination. I reach for an Ultrashot. Thanks to Ultrashot, I keep my focus and stay safe on the road. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Enter coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout to receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today. today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Here's an important message from the Diabetes Solution Center. Diabetics understand all too well the pain of pricking your fingers. But now, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can immediately reduce your pain. It's easy to use and helps you make more accurate diabetes treatment decisions. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn about this groundbreaking new CGM technology. And if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little to no out-of-pocket cost. Shipping is free, and we'll even bill your insurance company for you. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn how you can get your own continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, at little to no out-of-pocket cost.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports 4 areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Thanks so much for being with me. I do know you have a choice on where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. Well, I am very, very pleased, and we said, there you go, absolutely. That's what we got to do. Trust in the Lord with all of our heart. I said this, folks, when on Friday, when as we were going into the weekend, that I was going to be committed to following the story of what's happening with our election situation. Mm-hmm. And true to my word, I'm doing exactly that. And folks, please. Couple things I really need you to do. And first of all, I want to say thank you for making Chosen Generation. Yes, absolutely. Thank you for making Chosen Generation Radio the number one program on TECN TV again this week. I greatly appreciate it. I thank you for sharing ChosenGenerationRadio.com with your friends. I thank you for your support. And I'm going to ask you for that. Please consider making a donation, buying me a cup of coffee. $5 would make a huge difference. We've got pastors that we're trying to help with our ministry in India that are under severe persecution there. And I'll tell you, we've got to fight for freedom and liberty here in the United States. And our next greatest ally in the world is India. It really is. And we have a huge opportunity to have an influence in that community. And our ministry here in particular has a huge opportunity. We have a relationship with members of Congress and members of Senate and high-level individuals there who see us very favorably because of the great work that we've done. But we need your help in order to continue that. So please consider supporting us with that. And without further ado, I want to introduce to you my good friend. She is on the TECN TV network on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays at 1 p.m. Eastern Time. You can find more about our topic today at SaveMyFreedom.us. If you're watching us, you can see it. It's right under her name on the screen in the graphic. It says Michelle Swinnick and then SaveMyFreedom.us. SaveMyFreedom.us. You can text ACTION to 917-1776. Okay? It's so easy. 917-1776, text ACTION, and you'll get signed up, and you'll get alerts, and you'll get instructions.
That's not showing backwards, is it?
No, it's good. I see it.
Okay.
It looks good.
To me, it's backwards.
Yeah. No, it looks,
well,
looks,
then again, I'm
looks,
backwards
yeah.
today.
Well, it looks great to me. All right. So a couple of big things happened, obviously, over the weekend. One of those things, you know, Georgia, the very thing we've been talking about, right, with the stick, the little election, you know, computer stick. And, oh, gee, we found one that we didn't count. What do you imagine that? Just...
Well, what do we have here sitting on the floor? I thought it was a piece of chocolate. You know what they did with the coin?
Yeah, I know, right. It's in a drawer. It's in a drawer over here. I don't know. What is that? What is that all about? Okay. So you know, you can look at that, I mean, both ways, right? You can be like, okay, I'm suspicious. What, you know, what does that mean? They found more votes, which the Democrats are key to do. Or you could say, well, wait a minute, you know, did they legitimately not count votes?
Yes.
And now they discovered it, and it's been, you know, and now they've counted it, and now the rightful winner has been crowned as the rightful winner. See, here's the problem, Michelle. They've got this thing so messed up right now, intentionally, that people are... Right? The people
well,
are like
the
going,
system.
Yeah.
It's the system. Like, as I keep saying, that the entire election system is fundamentally designed to control the outcomes. So let that sink in. The entire election system is fundamentally designed to control the outcomes. And then if you go, wait a second, now everything makes sense. If that is the plan, that is the agenda, because it is a selection process. The movie selectioncode.com, right? Selection Code with Tina Peters. There's machines control and manipulate. There's two sets of books. This is facts. Mesa Report number 3. What you vote and what the machine reports. That's why your polls, what happened at election day across the country, the red tsunami, didn't match the blue massacre of your legal vote, which was the results. They're never going to match. They're not planned to match because they don't care what you want and who you voted for. Again, there's no way that Carrie Lake did not get the majority of the votes in a landslide here in Arizona, winning by what I said is at least 10 points. I said somewhere between 10 and 20, but let's go low end 10. There's no way. Now, that's not including all of the fraud, all of the maladministration, all of the procedural violations, the violations of statutes, the violations of the manuals that were put together by Board of Supervisors, the training manuals that were issued to us that we were supposed to be following as election poll workers the day of. I was an election judge at the Islamic Center in Scottsdale, Arizona. And that doesn't include the actual numbers,
right,
the numbers that they're being reported that make no mathematical sense.
All right, so I know this is just gonna blow you up, but I'm gonna play the devil's advocate for just a minute. Okay. All right. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So Michelle, so there's some problems and there's some issues and I don't know whatever, but look, at the end of the day, you know, the person with the most votes is gonna win, right?
Which votes? Which bag of votes? Where are your votes coming from? Those black bags that were supposed to be dropped off that I signed the sticker on? Perhaps the votes that were put into the misread box, also called box 3, door number 3, that were never tabulated. which ballots do you mean? Which votes do you mean? Which ones are you counting? So ask that question again. See what I mean? This time, this literally was the most fraudulent, maladministration, corrupt election we've ever had in the history of this country. And it was blatantly in your face, like blatantly in your face, happening right in front of your very eyes. And you actually contributed by giving them the ammunition, which was your ballot in that door number three, which is the misreads, which means that they might acknowledge it at some point.
Or might not.
Why not? Oh, and there's so much more. Like every day there's more coming out, and it's just like I can't keep up because I'm digging, and then I'm listening to people, and I'm getting poll workers, and then there's some of these reports that are coming out, and you're just like, I thought I was ready to put the talking points together, and then all of a sudden I've got, this is just from yesterday. Like, these are all things that are like, it's just not like an article. This is all stuff that I'm pulling down that there's multiple cut and paste and stuff from different emails about procedural issues and all kinds of other stuff that was complete violation that I just found out that I was supposed to do, but I was never included in multiple things that I'm like, this is unbelievable. I mean, it's just one after the next. And this, I feel like we haven't even gotten started.
Well, and just to be clear, and then we'll have to tag on even more on the other side of the break, but you were not going into, you didn't start down this road. This was not your thing.
No, this is not my jam, people.
But you kind of got into, you kind of pulled a little something open and you looked inside and went, wait a minute, what in the world is going on here? I'm hearing all these things. I'm becoming pretty well read about what's just going on in our world today. At what point did you discover and say, wait, there really is something wrong here?
Well, it was back in August. I was, you paid attention to this. On my shows, Everything Home, and of course now Jesus Rocks, which is right here on TNCEN TV.
Yeah.
And on Brighton.tv at 7 p.m. Eastern Time on Fridays. So, I never brought out the big election experts because I said, you know what? Everybody's talking about that. These are the shows to go on. These are the people you can trust. You guys go there for that. We're not going to focus it on our shows. But I'm watching I watched an interview with Tina Peters. It was in August. And then I saw the Moment of Truth Summit by Mike Lindell over at Frank's Beach, which you can watch that. It's amazing. It's on our Rumble channel too because I was live streaming it. And then I saw Dr. Simone Gold get carted off to prison when they dropped her off, right? And I was like, I got so PO'd. Like, I was literally PO'd all weekend long because I saw it at the Reawaken America event. They did the little clip with Joey Gilbert introduced and said, she can't be here today because this is why. And it just hit me like a ton of bricks. And I was like, oh, no. It's like the movie Mommy Dearest when she's in the boardroom, right? Did you remember that movie when she's in the boardroom and she's with all the men and she's at PepsiCo and she goes, don't bleep with me, fellas. And she gets all like
all right.
flames
hold,
coming
hold,
out.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back right after this break.
Okay. Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food-sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clearer. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
People don't like to get stuck. Stuck in traffic, stuck in the mud, stuck at work, and two others you probably don't think much about. Stuck with a big medical bill, or stuck with a healthcare program that doesn't fit who you are. Experience true medical freedom with Share Healthcare. More affordable, more options, user-friendly, and biblically sound. You can join right now. Explore a new way to show you care with Share Healthcare. Join us today at sharehealthcare.com. Sharehealthcare.com.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Now, more than ever, all U.S. veterans need your help. If you have an old car, truck, or van, you can donate it today and help them. And they'll come pick it up for free. Plus, the money raised helps our nation's disabled veterans and their families. Call the number on your screen right now. Within a few days, we'll come and tow it away for free, running or not. And the proceeds greatly help U.S. veterans. So please, call right now.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. A product called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code Chosen Gen Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Here's a great way to save money on your credit card bills. If you have three or more credit cards and you're way behind on the payments, we can show you a way to make one payment, pay less, and have zero debt. Much faster than just making the minimum payments. Trust me, this is a proven way to reduce your credit card bills and be debt-free. Please call our special credit card debt hotline number now. We always promise you a free consultation.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glass.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. My very special guest, Michelle Swinnick. We're talking about the election issues and what's going on. You know, we talked last Friday a bit about some of the procedural issues and the things associated with that. What are the biggest things that we should be, because you've talked about the two different sets of books.
Right.
So describe those two different sets of books, because I think that's significant for people to understand, and how the numbers really kind of prove out that there was fraud in this election.
Well, the two sets of books comes from when Tina Peters found that when they came in to do a trusted build, right? Don't you love when they say trusted and build? It's like build back better, build back your vote, be back bomb, bleep, 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 right? It's just, it's the same language, right? It's the same cast of demons, too. So when they came in to basically wipe out her machine, she did a backup, and the backup, once she had it analyzed, because she was told to do a backup, right? And then they're trying to act like she wasn't supposed to do that. They actually told her to do that. She found, when they analyzed it, they realized this is the first time anyone saw into the machines. There was two sets of books. There was literally what comes in, which is the true, that's if your ballot got picked up and read, which obviously did not happen for the first 3 hours. And most of the centers here in Arizona, 90% no, did not get read, 10% yes. And then it got better throughout the day, which that's not how machines work. They don't need to warm up. people. They don't need to warm up, and it wasn't because of the humidity. Those are the things people said. So, whoa, shh, don't repeat that. You sound really stupid. All right, so then that was where they came up with the idea, when they saw in the facts, and it's in Mesa Report number 3. You go to frankspeech.com, it's right there. And then it shows that there's what you guys actually do, and then they manipulate the machines. They're pre-programmed. A lot of the times they're pre-programmed, or they could change them at any time because they can connect to the internet. You've seen all the videos. People have been talking right. about this literally for 2 years. But when you look at the voting patterns, like Jeff O'Donnell, he's become a new friend. He's the raccoon guy, right? So he'll show the graphs, and I have two new ones that I need to put onto the – look at them. I'm moving my glasses. They're not even on my head. It's like
I see that.
Thing.
What are you
I
doing
do it
now?
All the time at my desk. I go like this, and I'm like, oh, my God. My glasses aren't on. It's the weirdest thing. You know, it's like I think when they're basketball players, they're pretending that, yeah. or like they're visualized. What's the visualization thing? I just wish I could figure out how to. This could somehow make me money. But anyway, back to the story. Back to the story. So, where did I leave off? I just went around in a circle. There's just so much in my brain right now rolling around.
That's okay.
I don't know. Oh, so let's just go back to the machine. So anyway, the graphs that from the raccoon guy, I'm going to post right. them at that savemyfreedom.us, right? So then it's going to show, it shows you that the pattern, just like they parallel each other, but just a little much ahead because that's all calculated, right? So that is what people need to get their arms around. That's why we were trying to get the machines banned in the first place, not to mention they're not certified, which according to the HABA Act from 2002, means that they're not, if they're uncertified, which 33 other states have uncertified machines, they're illegal. So you have, right from the start, you have illegal elections been going on for years because the equipment is not certified and calibrated per the instructions of the federal government. This is federal, not state, but the thing is, you know, you're talking about specifics, right?
Right.
So, yes, there is the machine issues, right? And then you have the fact that when the machine, the ballots didn't go through, they told you to drop it in this magical door number 3 that may get counted, but procedural right from the start. So in the campaign that we launched, let me just mention that because a lot of this information is in there, and I think we're going to add more because more procedural issues that we're finding out about clear violations of statute or the procedures have, they keep coming out because we just keep reading it and go, because Christine is Act for America, right? That's our partner in all this.
Okay.
She'll be like, Michelle, did this happen? I said, no. She's like, yeah, but you're like basically, this is one of your duties. I said, but yeah, but I didn't know. They didn't tell me. I'm working over here. So if they're taking ballots out, which they did, they took ballots out because the ballots got overflowing, right? They were jamming the machine because there's too many in there. I was, as a judge, it's in the statute. I got to make sure it's the procedures manual from the Board of Supervisors.
Okay.
From the state. I'm supposed to be included every single time that, and be an observer, both judges. I was never included in any of that. So you, right there, you're violating procedures because you don't have the right people that are part of the procedures, right?
Right.
So you're wondering, why is that? Why? And these inspectors are, apparently, they go through training at multiple times before the actual day. They've done it before because there's a lot of things they're supposed to be responsible for. That makes you question, wait, what? So, and then I'm finding there's some other stuff that I'll bring it to you guys first because if I could verify what I found this weekend, whoa, okay? Like I spent too much on it yesterday, but I'm thinking it's good and bad, let's put it that way. But that's, as far as the campaign, it's a one-click email all campaign, just like we did the ban the machines, except this time it is to not certify the election because it's literally not certifiable, and to redo the election and have a real election this time with no machines, paper ballot, hand count, photo ID, which in Arizona you don't need a photo ID in order to vote. It's actually not required. I learned that I learned that in training. Of course, that didn't go over well with the trainers when I'm asking all these questions, especially with my tone of voice and facial expressions. But the campaign's really easy. It takes less than 2 minutes a day. And
so,
you just put your name in and boom.
Let me go back to that. So it says that you don't have to present an identification?
No.
Photo ID?
You can have your driver's license, which has your ID.
Okay.
But if you have your voter card, you could just use your voter card. Voter registration card. But there's no picture on it.
No.
So you show up with that and say, here, that counts. Wait. Right. I told people this. I said, I don't know who you are. I said, as I was saying, I'm like, okay, driver's license, everybody. Get your driver's license out. Come on, driver's license. Let's have a driver's license party today. We're going to go driver's license. Everybody, pull out those cards. Let's do it. Yeah. And then people were pulling out. Okay, people were pulling out passport cards. I was like, what is this? And because, you know, it's some, like, honorary Democrat, like, liberal, loves, like, everybody hold hands and climate change crap, right?
It means they got
like, vaccinated 45 times. He's got tan marks still from the summer with his mask, right? So he's, like, pulling out. He's like, I have my passport card. I have my global citizens card. I said, like this. I said, what? So he's showing me all of his worldly, like, you know, identifications of indoctrination and globalization crap. Yeah. So I was like, I said, what is that? Like, because I'm making him feel like an arse because the man is, right? So I'm like, oh, dude, no, this is the United States. Just give me the driver's license. I don't need to see the rest of this crap. I don't even know what that is. You could have made that up at Kinko's.
Do you make that at Kinko's?
Do you make that at Kinko's? I said, I'm from Jersey. All right. I got a guy who's got a guy. You need another passport, photo, ID, whatever this is thing? I've never seen it before.
All right.
Are we going to break or are we done?
No, we're going to be done here in just a minute. I know.
I want people to do the campaign. All right. So literally, you're going to put your information in. It takes less than 2 minutes a day. It's a one-click email. All Arizona legislators and elected elites, elected officials, the selected and elected elites. Basically what it is, you put your information in like you did last time, and then you click a button. It sends the email. Boom, you click another button. It sends a petition. Boom, you click another button. You can automatically post on Telegram, Facebook, and Twitter, and then it gives you all their phone numbers. Now, if everybody does this in the country every single day, because it takes less than 2 minutes, tell 10 of your friends. And I also need people from all over the country to do it. In the first 60 hours that we did this, we launched it on Friday, we're up to 341,000 people have actually taken action. Now, what the beauty of this is, thank you very much, everybody, for participating. The beauty of it is that it lists procedural violations. It doesn't go down the, you committed fraud, you stole the election, because we're going low-hanging fruit procedural, because there's no, there is nothing around that. Just like from the beginning, you can go ahead, if you look at the way that Christine, who wrote this so beautifully, talked about Katie Hobbs, Secretary of State. She's a conflict, her conflict of interest, because she's actually overseeing and running the election of the election that she's running for. Statute 58503B is the thing that it actually violates by doing that. She had to recuse herself and step down. She cited a different law when they pushed her for it. You see how they manipulate? They like, word salad, everything, right? And of course the attorneys, Republican attorneys, did they do anything? No. Did the AG do anything? Because you know, apparently he wrote this letter.
Now we have the new.
He ain't gonna do nothing, people.
All right.
You American people are the one that's gonna
save my freedom.us. Save my freedom.us. Get signed up over there and take an action.
The procedures that are in there.
Take an action. We got to take a break. I'll be back tomorrow. Michelle will be back with us tomorrow as well. Remember, at the end of the day, we do have this responsibility.
At the end of the day, when I stand before my God, I do not want him to ask me, what did you do with the world that I sent my son to die for and redeem? How did you fight the good fight to share the good news and keep evil in check? How did you shine your light and be a beacon of truth in the darkness? Did you shrink back in fear when they demanded you change my message? Did you call evil good and good evil? Did you forsake my love for that of another, lying with the adulterer and setting up a new idol in your life? Have you defiled yourself through compromise and tolerance of that which I call an abomination? Have you innocent blood on your hands for the children murdered on your watch and the young ones perverted in their way by evil men, seeking their own comfort and reviling me? No. At the end of the day, I want him to simply say the evidence is in. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. I love my God, and I love his creation, and I will go to my grave telling the world that evil is evil, and only God is good, and Jesus came to save the world. That no matter the evil in the world, I will never give up, and in spite of the hate, I will love in truth. God bless you all, and may love remove the veil, so you all might enter into his rest.
Are you or someone you love struggling with an addiction to drugs or alcohol and want to be set free from the chains of addiction? Then call Addiction Helpline America right now to get the help you need. From drug and alcohol addiction to dual diagnosis treatment, we provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. With one call, you can be on the phone with addiction specialists across the country who will guide you on the next steps to find the freedom and healing you desperately need. Call Addiction Helpline America at the number below. We provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. One phone call today can change your life forever. Don't wait another minute for that right moment to be set free. Take that bold step and call Addiction Helpline America at the number below or visit www.addictionhelplineamerica.com.